First, I want to thank our hosts, Dovi and Yanina, for opening up their home, Kavod Tu Bishvat. I always remind the Chevra that Kedushas Levi Slusin have said that kosher Jewish homes are going to make their way to Eretz Yisrael, as Hashem. It's not just shuls, about the Knesiyas and about the Midrashas, but homes that were filled with Kedusha are going to make their way there as well. So the time should come, this house, together with all of our homes, should be able to come back home.
Amen.
Thank Joey and the Shul. And Yonison, to thank. And Yosef, and Yonison. For such beautiful Herzige music. It's a Chumi Zimras Aretz. Zimras Aretz, you know, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, the berries of Eretz Yisrael. There was the Zimras, the Zmiras, the songs of Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes you have songs that are composed in Eretz Yisrael, but they're Chutzlars Neguna. Sometimes you have songs that are composed in Chutzlars and that we're singing in Chutzlars, but they're called Zimras Haaretz, the songs of the land. Ashreichem, that you sing along with the songs of Eretz Yisrael. You should be Zech Hashem. All of us should be Zech to sing them together with you in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm coming straight from Yerushalayim. I was there last night. And in a certain way, therefore, I myself am I'm from the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. But coming to be with us here now to talk for a few minutes. I'm sure a few minutes. The Yantar of Tu Bishvat is very, 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 very deep. Emes, it's a yontiv of Shavuvim, it's a yontiv of Yisoid, of the meat of Yisoid, of the Elon, of the tree, which is Sadek Arlof, which is Yukai Vodki and Adnas, which is Shamayim Varez, which is the Shem, Esa Shamayim Varez, or it's Adavei Vodhei, which is Toiv Ha'arez, which is the Sadek, which is Sadek Yisad Erlum, the connection between heaven and earth, which is Yishalayim, the Feiris, the tree. Stands between heaven and earth and connects heaven and earth. And the Yontiv is a Yontiv of our children, Kedusha, the Paris that we live for, our children, our grandchildren, those who are not Zoicha to have children in this world. Jewish people are Hashem's Paris. The Navi Yeshaya says, Kimei Ha'etz, Yimei Ami. Kimei Ha'etz, Yimei Ami. But like the days of the tree are the days of my people. For other makes us up. So you know, there are four shlavim. There are four stages. Four olamos in the world of the tree. There's the shayrish, the shirashim, the roots of the tree. There's the geza, the trunk of the tree. The anofim, the branches of the tree. And the peris of the tree. And these four stages, or four parts of the tree, correspond to the four letters of the Shem Havayah Baruch Hu. Well, there's time to dash in each of the Isis and how it connects to each part. But just by way of a tefillah, just to talk for a moment about each one of these stages, what it means. In our avodah, and what we're davening for our children, for ourselves. The shirash on the roots, that time of the shayrish, which corresponds to the letter Yud of the Shem Havayah Baruch Hu. And you all know that the letter Yud is the tamsis of all the Isis. It's that point that contains within it the energy of all of the Isis. It's the shirish of all of the Isis. It's when the Sofer puts his pen on the glaive. It's It's that excitement, it's that hope, it's that energy of the beginning of the Shoresh, of the letter Yud, of what a Yid is. And during the time of the Shoreshim, of the Shoresh of the tree, the beginning, the root of the tree, the Shoresh is chalashing for every tiny little drop of water. The Shoresh is mamish davening. You see in the Svarim from the Ishbitz of Tzadikim, you know, there are certain trees that the fruits are so delicious. And you have Ilan Yisrak without fruit, or you have fruit that the fruit doesn't come out so good. And Ishbitz Beis Yaakov in particular speaks about the difference between those trees that are davening and don't give up hope during the winter. There's certain trees, when it comes to a difficult time, just like there are Jews, that when it comes to the winter, they fall apart, they can't, they just give up, they stop davening. They lose their time. Since the Chol Beis HaMikdash, the fruits don't have the same taste. And Jews don't have the same taste that we used to, because many of us have given up. Dizbitzer says that those fruits, those trees, those seeds that are davening and screaming out to Hashem during the winter, those are the ones that bring forth the most beautiful fruits. They have a delicious time. Galus is the time of Yeish. We've been away from Eretz Yisrael for so long. And the Shoreshim are deep. The chalishing for water. This winter, Baruch Hashem, it's been going very well in Eretz Yisrael with the rain. Shabbos is pouring now. Shabbos is pouring. But the Shoreshim are so thirsty. That means that when a baby comes into the world, that's the Shoresh of the child's life, of our lives. You don't really remember that time. The baby, the infant, during that time, like the Shoresh of the tree, is starving for any drop of affection, of warmth, of love, chibuk, a nishuk, a hug, a kiss. Is the child going to remember exactly who, what, where? But the same way that the Shoreshim, the roots of the tree, it's a very, very delicate and vulnerable time for the future of that tree. And so it is with a baby. Each and every one of us. More and more studies have been made to show the effects of that time, of the Shoresh, upon the growth of the child. In a good way, in Chalila, ways that are not so good. If the Shoresh is deprived of the water that it needs, of the chesed, of the ahava, of the love, of the attention that it needs. So that can affect the growth of the tree. For its entire life, it's not the same tree. It doesn't have the kaychas. Because there was something that was missing in the leshed and the moisture and the geshem and the rain of the beginning of the time of the roots. And therefore, every single smile, every chiyuch, every smile, every pinch, every stooping with a candy, every little caress on the child's face, his water mamish, his life, his chiyus for the Shoresh of what's going to be with that child when he grows up, when she grows up, every single child. And therefore, the basis, the basis, the yisoid, the foundation of the human being's life is the Shoresh, that time of infancy, of when we're tiny, when we're little. And that corresponds to the letter Yud, Tamsis, that point that contains within it all that's ever going to be, is the letter Yud. After that comes the time that the baby becomes a child, grows into a child. The child, that period corresponds to the time of the geza, of the trunk of the tree. The trunk of the tree isn't really mispashing. It doesn't really think outside of itself. The trunk is dense. It's dense. Every year, another tabas, another ring. The time of childhood is a time when the child is very, very much caught up with himself, with his own needs. He sees himself as inseparable from his parents, inseparable from his grandparents in the home. He doesn't really think of others. The growth is a growth that's more in density within oneself. That is splashes of the first letter A, of the Hey Tator within oneself. That's the time of the geza of the trunk. To be healthy, to be strong, to be active, to run, to play, to laugh. For the trunk to be strong and to be yoinek from the shiroshim. That yinika from the shiroshim is not only from the parents, from the grandparents, but it's a yinika that goes back even before the great-great-great-grandparents that we never saw, that we never met. All of that somehow makes its way into the trunk, into the geza. But the geza, the trunk, only thinks of itself. And then comes the craziest time. It comes the time of adolescence, those years between Bar Mitzvah and Chuppah, the years 13 to 20, 21, that time. Teenage years now often extends into the 40s, the 50s. That time of the anof, of the branches. So the branches, all of a sudden, the branches seem to be moving in crazy, haphazard direction, stretching, reaching, pulling at the shiroshim, pulling at the geza of the trunk. And in many ways, the anofim, the branches, during that time of the teenage years, the anofim seem to be rebelling against the tree itself. The tree is wondering, the tree is asking the branches, why don't you remain strong and stable? Why don't you have that midah of yetzivus, of kvius, of strength? But the time of being a teenager, that time of when we were at that period of our lives, was a time of unbelievable hispashness, of highs and lows, like the letter Vav. A time that we would just, each one tries to find himself and to move in his own direction. And the shiroshim and the geza, even though they're excited about the dispashtus of the anofim, they're also wondering, why are you leaving home? Why are you moving so far away from your roots? Why is it that you have to find your something else? Isn't it good here by the geza, by the shirish? Why are you going out so far? Why do you want to be so different? What is it you're looking for? It's not good over here. But it's at that time that the Anofim are beginning to find themselves and to move beyond the home and to make their way and to find their own way into the world. To finally it comes to the last, before I mentioned the Hey Tov, I meant the Hey Lo. It finally comes to the final letter, Hey. The Hey Tov. Comes to the final letter, Hey. The final letter, Hey, are the pears, the fruits. The whole tachlis of the shayrus, the whole tachlis of the gez, the whole tachlis of the anafim is to bring into the world fruits. And the whole metzias of a fruit is to be able to mahan of others, to give joy and to give pleasure to others. As it says in Nefesh HaChaim, it's a Voloshner, Chaim Voloshner, the Tzaddikim explained that we were brought into this world not for ourselves. The Midah of Malchus, Leis Megamein Klum, the final letter Hey, the Peyrus. We don't live for ourselves, we live for others, to give others, to do for others. To go beyond that selfish type of a hispashtus, to find ourselves, when finally we come to the time of the Peyrus, and we're filled with the Tam, we ourselves are filled as adults with a certain taste. Each one with his own taste, with her own taste. But each one that's filled with the greatest, most powerful longing to be able to be the seeds of future generations, that there should be able to be new Shirash. There should be new trees, and new Anafim, and new Peyrus to bring more and more to the world. But as I've spoken many times about over the years, we're very, very impatient. Very impatient. And even though we know that Chaim Argel slept for 70 years, and then the Gemara says in Tanis, how he met a person who was planting cheruvim. And the cheruv is a tree that takes 70 years to grow. He asked, why are you planting this tree? There's an old man that was working and planting the tree. Why are you planting this tree? Do you expect to enjoy the fruit? And he said, my grandfather planted so that I should be able to eat, and I'm planting for my children and my grandchildren. Last Sunday, a week ago, I was zeichet to speak in Mamish by the Harbais, in Eishat Torah. I spoke for the Bachram of the Ingalait, and I spoke also to a gathering of hundreds and hundreds of women. I was there together with Rav Schwartz, and Bill Lavi Mishkanev, and we were talking to the women. And I spoke about Kufnun Hay in Kutamaran, Kar HaGodol, Kar HaTzameach, the Rebbe Nachman speaks about Amun, about faith, and about how there are certain places in the world that things don't grow there. And there are certain people in the world that they just don't seem to be able to put things together and to grow. So in the world of Olam, of the physical space, and Shana, time, there are times, the things in life, there are times in life that we just don't feel that we can grow, things are not changing. And there in Kuflun, Hey, Rebbe Nachman speaks about what gives us the ability to grow. What gives us the strength to make it through those winters, the Sharosh, to come to another Tu B'Shvat, where the earth is still cold, it's still hard from the winter. For the plant to be able to somehow break through, to be bekeya, to break through the harshness of the earth and of this world, and to grow and to give fruit, to be mespashe, to give fruit to others. The Rebbe Nachman speaks about the Kor HaGodol, Kor HaTzameach, which is emuna, faith, and patience. Emuna is the source of patience. Rebbe Nachman speaks to about Eretz Yisrael. Shchein Eretz Re'ei Emuna, that Eretz Yisrael is the land of faith. Re'ei Emuna, it nurtures our faith. And therefore, whoever is connected deeply to Eretz Yisrael and eats from the pears of Eretz Yisrael, Rebbe Nachman says to be connected to Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz, but to long for Eretz Yisrael means to strengthen one's faith. In the same way it says by Esther Malka, she was a Yosem, she had nothing, she didn't have a father or mother. She didn't remember her roots. It says that Mordechai took her in, it says, V'hi oyimen es hadasi hi Esther. And oyimen, Rebbe Nachman says, is a loshen of amun, of having faith. Because Mordechai had faith in Hadas. He had faith in what was hidden, the Esther, what was Nister in Hadas. And because of that faith that he had, and that little sapling that was the Yasoma that was an orphan, through that faith and through the patience that he had, she became Esther Malka. The Oymenes Hadassi he Esther, because faith is the Koch HaGol V'Koch HaTzameha. Because it says in Pasuk, that we just learned yesterday, then we came to Mara, we couldn't drink the water because the waters were bitter. And Vayirea Hashem ate, Hashem has brought Shalom Moshe Rabbeinu and ate, which means that the Baruch Shalom gave Moshe Rabbeinu an Eitzah, Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is Hashoshana Le'ilan, Hag Eilonis, which is the Eitz, which is the Eitzah Chai. Vayirea Hashem ate. And Hashem has brought up Moshe Rabbeinu to fill the Eitz into the water. And that would sweeten the waters. And the Beis Yaakov explains, the Avo Marosa means that it happens to a Jew that you were so excited, you left Mitzrayim, you saw such nisim, you were so excited about your Yiddishkeit, then you come to Kriyas Yamsuf, and Rosh Hashivcha Layom, even the lowest Jew in the world is able to see, to have a feeling of Zakeli Vanveyu, the Keovi of Aramenu, to feel it, to be able to see the beauty of Hashem, and the beauty of one's Yiddishkeit. Bnei Yisrael with Mamish in such an unbelievable place of his Rebbe in such a place of Geyus, unbelievable Dveikas and song and Shira. Then the Beis Yaakov says Vayavo Marasa, for reasons that we don't always understand. Sometimes it's obvious, but very often we don't understand. Not ourselves, and sometimes with our children, especially when they come to their teenage years, and the branches start to rebel against the trunk. The trunk wants everything to be nice and still and quiet inside, and the branches are saying, I'm getting out of here, I can't take it. I gotta get out of here. And within ourselves, we don't know what happens. We don't understand. Sometimes you see the kids, all of a sudden they get angry. And the cheshek and the masikas that they had when they were little seems to go away. And Vayavo Marasa, L'Arach Lishta Ismayim, is Marimim. So the Beis Yaakov says that what happened to us is that after all the Nisim of Yitzias Nisayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, so now we had to get to Har Sinai, we had to continue on to receive the Torah. But what happens very often is that suddenly, the Beis Yaakov said, we felt that we had lost our cheshek. We no longer had that cheshek, that excitement, that longing, that desire, that simcha of being Jewish. We see the children, they're laughing and they're playing and they're singing. But then the years come, those years of the Nisyonis, of Shoivim, of Yosef HaTzadik. Now the Chazal make a very big chilek between Adam Rishon before the Chet was eating pears, and Adam Rishon after the Chet says Yerek Asad was eating Yerokas, Yerek. Yerek is the Reisius Kufrei Shiud. Kufrei Shiud is the Tuma of Keri. It's the Tuma of a person during those years of Chattis Nurum, of not being in control of oneself. As a result of that, you can't taste the sweetness of the tzaddik, which is shai, olam is shai, is also the gematria of kufrei shiud. Yakar, the yakus of being on fire with Yiddishkeit, that we lose that fire because of the tumah of keri, because of the tumah of those years of the ispashtas, of taivis and so on. But it says about the tzaddik is Oitzvayisayim, Shai Erlim is Oitzvayisayim, Amalai, it says, Posik, Oitzvayisayim, Amalai. Those who are Neichlim Yesh, the Shai Erlim is Oitzvayisayim, Amalai, they feel excitement, they feel full, they feel great. But then when the time comes and a person loses his cheshek, so he enters into the world of kufreish yud, which is the way he is reik. He feels emptiness. The opposite of shai olam, so the tzaddik. Tzaddik is sad olam. His kedusha is hayisoid, which is tubishma, which is there a strong connection between heaven and earth. And as a result of that, it's by Yehoma Rasulayah. Not only because of that, but very much due to that during those years. And later in life, a person feels the Yiddishkeit loses its excitement. And he doesn't believe that the time will come that he'll be able to regain that oitzer of what he once was. That, like Adam Rishon said, when he left Gan Eden, he said that I was eating pears and now I'm like an animal and I'm eating yarrows. And I'm eating vegetables. Just like you see a Yarek, carry. So then you know Adam Rishon, the Pagam of Adam Rishon. The difference between yarrows and pears is that yarrows is a world where a person wants to have immediate gratification, because vegetables you plant and they grow right away. When it comes to a tree, it can take 70 years, it can take so long. It can take so many years that the parents sometimes don't even see the pears. They don't even enjoy the pears until it's too late for them to enjoy it. And that's the meaning of Hayavo Marasa, Yerofalish Leismayim Kimarim. They felt the bitterness of the water. But Hashem Yisboch made a nace. And by Rabbi Shimon Vayuchai, there was an ace of charuvim, and the charuv takes 70 years to grow, and it has such a hard, you know, this hard exterior of the charuv, and it doesn't look good, it doesn't seem right. Rabbi Nachman says that the inyan of emuna is patience, and patience is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has been waiting thousands of years for her children to come back to her. Thousands of years she's waiting. And even now that her children are returned to her, the enemies are hurting her children and killing her children and trying to destroy all that we've built and all that we've planted. But Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Nachman says, is a place of arichas apayim, of patience. Because when a person has a munna, when a person is filled with faith, the oimin is hadasa. Emunah is the kar hagodol, kar hatsameach. Emunah is the kar hagodol, kar hatsameach. Emunah is that which gives a person the patience to wait through the years of our kids growing up. And sometimes it's so hard to watch them going in different directions. And we don't know sometimes if they're going to come back. Some go away, we don't know if they're going to come back at all. But Eretz Yisrael has never stopped waiting for her children to come home. And Ochli Meno has never stopped davening. And the others, the Yesheni Heaven, have never stopped longing and waiting and davening for us to return to come back home. And when a person has Amunah, he has patience. And when a person has patience, then he believes that the day will come. The day will come that the pears are going to grow. And the pears are going to be good pears. They're going to have a good time, a good taste. And they're going to be mahana other people for generations. And you and I are going to bring forth and are bringing forth into the world generations of Jews. Sometimes we see in our children that doesn't make sense to us. Somehow the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, over all of these years, all of the pears, all of the nachas ruach that the grandchildren has brought, that we brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nachas ruach that we bring to HaShem Yisboch, the Paris that we brought Hashem Yisboch, Paris of Eretz Yisrael, Zimras Haaretz, that all the years of Golus that we're singing his Nagunim, how we're eating the Paris of Eretz because we believe that we're going to come back to our homes. Every time I leave, it's becoming, for my wife and I, it's becoming so much harder to go away. It's unbearable to go away. The only chiyus I have to come back is my family and my friends, the Chevron. Otherwise, to leave, we have to have the moon, we have to have patience. And when we hear things that come from our Chassidim, Nusmeis itself, it's painful. If Mechazik ourselves, Kimei Ha'etz Yimei Ami. Kimei Ha'etz Yimei Ami. You know, the trees of Eretz Yisrael, especially the Zeisim, they're so old. You know, you can look in Eretz Yisrael, you look at an olive tree, and the olive tree, it could be it's so David HaMelech, you know. It's so old. So the Nevi'im, and so Tanoim, and so the Yudanossi could have been learning over there. And the trees are waiting and waiting and waiting. Ka'ech ha'bavu, ka'ech ha'tzameach. The Uman is Hadassi, he asked them to be patient, to wait for the Paris, to wait, the winter's going to end. So let me tell you a story. I might have told it to you once, I don't remember. It's a nice from a big tzaddik, and it's a tzaddik, and tzaddik. Lelev began, of course, in Russia, but it ended up in Eretz Yisrael. And the Moshe Mordechai Lelev was Chusig and Leina. It was Tu B'Shvat, but it was a freezing cold winter that year in Russia. It was freezing cold. And he had a big chalitzas of Daz, that there were no payers. Tu B'Shvat. And a Yid comes over there, they didn't know who he was, and he comes in singing, and he says, Rebbe, I myself am Paris of Tu B'Shvat. Don't be upset, I myself am a Paris of Tu B'Shvat. I'm a Pri of Tu B'Shvat. So the Rebbe starts to laugh, he thinks the guy's a little bit, you know, a little bit crazy. And Rebbe's laughing a little bit there. He says, what do you mean that you're a Paris of Tu B'Shvat? He says, I'll tell you why. He said, it happened once, years ago. It was also a freezing cold winter. And Rebbe, your great uncle, Rabbi Alter Lelev, the Tzaddik Rabbi Alter, had a big chalitzas of Daas. Just like the Rebbe's having this year, because there were no pears. It was a blizzard, there was snow, it was ice, there were no pears. You couldn't get any pears. There was no importing and exporting going on over there. You couldn't get any pears. And your uncle, your great uncle, the Rebbe Balta, had a chalitza sadas. And he said something very daring. He said that I make a haftach, I promise. That whoever will bring me Paris for Tu B'Shvat is going to have Paris, will have children. We'll have Yiddish Kinder. So he said that. So this man is telling the Rebbe, Rav Moshe Mordechai, so Rav Alter, your uncle said that. And there was an old Jew over there. There's an old Jew. And him and his wife never had children. And you heard your uncle say that. And we still don't know, nobody knows to this day how he did it. But he ran someplace and somehow he spent every penny he had and he was able to get like a grape or something. He was able to come back with payers. So he walked into your uncle and your uncle began to cry with happiness. And they made a bracha on the fruit. But then afterwards your uncle began to cry. Because he was very, very worried. He made a haftacha to an old Jew that he's going to have a child. And this man is childless for whatever, 30 years or something. You know, he thought maybe a young guy would come in or something. It worked out as an old guy. So he said that your uncle took him in. You know, they went to Rabbi Dovid Lelever to the They went to the Zayda's cabin. And they went with the minion, they were crying, and he said, hey, the Zayda, please, I made a promise to this Jew. How could I chalil let him go, by Hilida and by Hoylid, by Yitzmiah? How could I let it go, such a thing, to Kali Shem Shanai? So the Yid is telling Rav Moshe Mordechai this story, and he says that Yid was my that Yib is my father. So I'm telling you that I'm a tree of Tugusha. That they had me, they had the son, the only child, and I'm the tree of Tugusha. So I was thinking that that's a miracle that happened, you know, the big tzaddik, but I could say that I could say myself in a certain way also that I'm a tree of a miracle that my parents went through, that Hashem's Baruch brought them out of that, and that my parents were able to come to America to get married, my sister and myself. I'm also a tree of Tugusha. Something miraculous, our generation is a miracle. There are others who are sitting here. It's Avram Tapil, is here, and Avram. Remember his father. Balte.
Arzina
Chosa. Arzina Chosa. A Yid. You don't remember Avram's father. A Heilige Yid. This tall, but a tree, like what's in California, those big trees?
Redwood.
Redwood, from Barisha, Barisha, the Redwood. Rebel's father, these Jews, that somehow all of the winters that they went through and hit the Mashalai, it didn't break them, it didn't break their branches, it didn't uproot them. You know why? Emunah, right around Emunah. Aradina Chal said, Kar Hal Godel, Kar Hal Samayam. Even Hitler and Marshall couldn't uproot them, and they came after the war, and they were strong, and they brought children to the world, new parents to the world. It's not a miracle. It's a bigger miracle than the story of the Lullaby. It's a bigger miracle. That these Jews were able to get up after all of that and to bring parents into the world. We're parents of Tubisha. Mamish. Parents of Tubisha. Unbelievable. Hashem is Baruch Hu help each and every one of us. That we should be able to taste in ourselves the ta'am of all of the years of our parents. Harry's here. Harry's father comes from his parents. I see Harry's mom is strong. It's a different world. It's hard. Those of us who come from that, it's hard to explain it. When we were children, we thought everybody was like that. And we ourselves don't understand how we came to be miracles. Not Vishnu. Please. Please. And now we're watching our children. Our grandchildren. Paris. And Paris of the Paris. It's not a bigger nace. It's not a bigger nace. My friend, our friend, Rabbi Yishul Kurland, you know? Rabbi Kurland, we did a lot of gigs together for the past like 40 years. We're doing stuff together. And before the shul, many years before, I said we used to do these Shabbatons, you know? And Rabbi Kurland would take us a guitar with Rabbi Brazil. And we would chabrang with the kids, and Shayosha, and Ezra. Rabbi Kurland would sing one of Rav Shlomo's Nagunim Tana Hashem. A small wrinkled seed, tiny and brown. A small little seed, tiny and wrinkled. A small wrinkled seed, tiny. You know this? You know the words I put to it? A small wrinkled seed, tiny and brown. Carefully sown into place. Give it a year under the sun, and then it turns into a nace. That's the sun.